Welcome to another episode of Moving to Maryland. Today we're going to talk about a really cool neighborhood, Federal Hill. I'm here with Megan and Nick. Hey, guys.
How's it going?
Nick, you live in Federal Hill?
Mm-hmm.
How do you describe where it's located?
So it's the southernmost point of Baltimore. If you look at the map, it's the southern peninsula. So you're surrounded, obviously, by water on three sides, but, you know, you're right next to downtown, and it's a super easy neighborhood despite it, you know, being a peninsula.
Yeah, and I think there is some confusion between Federal Hill and, as you know, we live there, we kind of blend the couple neighborhoods together. So there's actually Federal Hill, Riverside, Locust Point. But, you know, today we're just going to really kind of talk about Federal Hill because it's so historic and unique.
Yeah, it's definitely a blurry border between Locust Point and Federal Hill.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can get three people to agree on the same border, right?
Exactly. And, you know, for the sake of this argument, we'll really kind of keep Federal Hill lumped in with Riverside and South Baltimore because you do have a bit of a separation between that and Locust Point. Keep it to that.
Yeah. But with that being said, I mean, Federal Hill is a great spot to get where you need to go. So you have access not only to other neighborhoods within Baltimore City, but also the highways 295, 95, MLK. So it's a really awesome spot to get where you need to go if you got to go outside of the city.
Yeah. You got a short little drive to get to 83. I like the community aspect of Federal Hill, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I really do. That's the reason why I like living there, to be honest, is because everything is just so walkable. You know, you can go right to downtown, you can go right to the stadiums, and, you know, there's so many amenities that I can walk to instead of having to get in my car and drive.
Yeah, I mean, my favorite part, so I play volleyball outside a lot, but at Rash Field, they have Baltimore Beach, which is just a really cool experience. I mean, you're right on the water playing volleyball. It's really awesome.
Yeah, and so, yeah, walkability, you know, what you walk to, the sports leagues, the recreation, the parks, for your dogs, for your kids. They have Federal Hill Park's got a great playground. We'll take the water taxi over, walk along the promenade, go hang out and play in the park, and then go hit Cross Street and do lunch.
Yeah. I think for kids, too, I mean, I'm an adult, but I go there. It's the Science Center. Love it. It's awesome for kids and adults.
Best Halloween party.
They do. And then the Visionary Arts Museum, which is just actually very incredible. If anybody, even if you don't live in Fed Hill, it's a great opportunity to really just see amazing art.
And to really kind of get the quirkiness of Baltimore. I think that's really what they're known for. I mean, they do the kinetic sculpture thing during the summertime. They do movies in the park because it backs right up to Federal Hill Park. And you bring a chair and a cooler, hang out, watch movies there in the summer. I mean, there's just so many things to do in that part of the city. In Riverside Park, like we kind of touched on, has a public pool in the summertime. It's free. You just go up and show up. And, you know, Latrobe Park is a little drive away that has a dog park there. And you have the waterfront promenade that will take you all the way over to places like Fells and Canton if you want to walk on a nice day. So it's a nice little place.
Yeah. So the Visionary Art Museum we were talking about, they used to have a restaurant up on top there in 1995. It was Joy America Cafe. And the whole premise of that museum is self-taught artists. And the chef up there, this guy, Peter Zimmerman, he was a self-taught chef. And the first meal I had there blew me away. It was like a plate that had like 10 different flavors on it. And I'll never forget that place.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was fantastic. That's so cool. What are some of your favorite restaurants?
Oh, man. Outpost is probably one of my favorites. It's right off the edge of Federal Hill Park. They do Wednesday nights, they do Buckets and Bubbles, which is like a bucket of fried chicken and a bottle of champagne, which I think is just such a funny little concept, but it's great. Shoddy's off of Ford Ave is great food, great place to hang out. And Cross Street Market too, because there's so many different things in there.
Yeah, there's two that come to mind. I like Blue Moon Cafe. There's one actually in Fells Point too, but they have like such a cool like gothic rock and roll theme. I love it. And just great all around like comfort breakfast food.
Then
Delia Foley's, they have like an insane amount of chicken wing selections. So if you like me, like chicken wings, that's the place.
40
to
different flavors.
It's so ridiculous.
It's
wow.
Awesome. Yeah.
So a lot of us found Federal Hill with the nightlife. I know I did the 8x10. We used to go see a band called the Almighty Senators and it was early 90s. And, you know, the nightlife in Federal Hill, I mean, it's kind of known for that, isn't it?
It is. You know, I think it's because of the proximity of where it is. I mean, you're 10 minutes walk from both the stadiums now. There's a new concert venue coming up. Top Golf just opened up. So it's become kind of a hub for nightlife just because of where you can go. And, you know, right on Charles and Cross and Light Street, that little intersection right there has, you know, over a dozen bars, which is great.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, you just take a walk down Light Street and you can hit so many different bars and restaurants. Just do a little bar hop and you're good.
Yeah, you have, you know, kind of the mainstays like Mother's, mm-hmm. you know, Bandidos is one of my favorite places. They've been there over a decade now. You have places like Wayward, which does Flip Night on Thursdays, which is a really cool concept. You go to the bartender, they hand you a poker chip, you flip it, if you get it. If you get head, you guess it correctly, you get it for a dollar. If you don't, you have to pay full price. I mean, it's just a lot of cool different quirks that all the different bars do, you know, trivia nights, karaoke. There's always something to do any night of the week.
Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, when we talk about walkability, it's those are the things that we walk to. So when you look at any Federal Hill real estate listing, at the very end it says, 100%, 100 walkability score. Mm-hmm. We walk to 30 restaurants, shops, all that kind of stuff. The other thing that when you think about, you know, community and walkability is all of, like you guys touched on, is the other communities. You can get to Locust Point, some of the things in Locust Point in 10 minutes, just mm-hmm. like you can get to the other side of Federal Hill in 10 minutes.
Right.
So we talk about Federal Hill, the neighborhood, but part the beauty of it is you're surrounded by other really cool neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the housing options.
Yeah. I mean, for housing, I think the really awesome part about being in Federal Hill is having those historic townhomes. You know, you can get really charming and really quaint townhomes, or you can get something that's just been recently updated. So you kind of have a lot of options and different advantages when living there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you do have those, you know, small one or two bedroom alley style houses. You have traditional two stories, you know, the three bed, two baths. You have, you know, bigger three story, four or five bedrooms. And the one thing that is about Federal Hill is each block is different. So you don't have, you know, every block being exactly the same. You have a house here, the house next door is a three story, and then the one is, you know, first a one story. And then you have all the housing on the waterfront, too, which is great.
The Ritz-Carlton, mm-hmm. multi-million dollar houses, Tom Clancy's monster condo mm-hmm. there.
And then his penthouse. Yeah,
Harborview Tower, which has affordable one-bedroom condos, mm-hmm. all the mm-hmm. way up to penthouses that are very expensive.
Yeah.
Although a very affordable building.
Exactly. And you have the waterfront townhomes that range anywhere from, you know, $800,000 to $3.5 million for one of those end units that was for sale earlier in the year.
Yeah, great. Any other things that you think people should think about generally of Federal Hill if you're moving to Baltimore?
I mean, for me, I think Federal Hill is a great spot for renting. A lot of, you know, students at Johns Hopkins or those who are looking to, you know, pursue their career in medicine because it's so close to University of Maryland, Johns mm-hmm. Hopkins. It's just an awesome opportunity for renters.
Yeah, all the grad schools are there. University of Maryland Law, the School of Social Work, the pharmacy school,
dental
school is all there. A lot of people who live in Federal Hill go to those schools to pursue, you know, their postgraduate degrees, and it's a really easy way to get to, and it's a great neighborhood feel, so you don't have to live directly downtown.
Right.
Yeah. So I think of Federal Hill, you know, if you live south of the city, if you love sports, walking to the stadiums, if mm-hmm. Orioles, Ravens fan, yeah. Top Golf fan, live music yeah. venue, 10 minutes away, love to have like 50 restaurant choices within a 10 minute walk,
mm-hmm.
Nightlife if you want it. That's why I think of Federal Hill.
Yeah, and that's why I live there. Is, you know, big sports guy, like to go out and eat, you know, like to do a lot of things and walk everywhere, you know. So I have two grocery stores within 10 minutes of my house. My barber's there, my dry cleaners I've known for years. I get their Christmas cards. It's a nice community feel within a big city, and it doesn't make you feel overwhelmed, which is what I really like about it.
My dry cleaner gives us kimchi for
wow,
that's awesome.
For the holidays. It's amazing.
That's unique.
Yeah, so, you know, one thing we didn't touch upon was the history and how close Fort McHenry is
mm-hmm.
and, you know, Federal Hill and the Cannons, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so, you know, whenever you see, like, Sunday Night Football and the Ravens are playing, they always do shots from Federal Hill Park. And it's one of the oldest parts in the city. It was a battery during the War of 1812, so that's where they kept all the cannons and fended off the British and supplied everything to Fort McHenry. And they do actually have, like, a historic walking trail through Federal Hill, so you can actually learn a little bit more about the history of it. But it was, you know, a very old neighborhood that was just continually built out.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking about coming to Baltimore and you want to explore Federal Hill or any of the surrounding communities, Locust Point, Riverside Park, across the harbor at Canton, Fells Point, reach out to us. Our contact info is in this video, and we hope to show you around Baltimore. Take care.